둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Oh, yeah. I can't see from here.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Do hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You get three new interviews sent your way just like this one. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover some new ones. Grab us anywhere you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests on lately. John Cleese from Monty Python, The Pixies, the cast of Shrinking, playing now on Apple TV+. Tony Hale from Arrested Development and Veep. He was here to talk about the movie Woman of the Hour. We had Depeche Mode, Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, Les Claypool of Primus, and Maynard James Keenan of Tool together for the 1,000th episode. Big Sean was here, Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, Thomas Lennon, Julia Stiles, and Heather Graham to talk about the movie Chosen Family, Colin Greenwood of Radiohead, The Offspring, Brian Ferry from Roxy Music, the cast of It's What's Inside on Netflix, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Speaking of Netflix movies, we're going to be talking about another one today, Don't Move, starring Kelsey Asbel and Finn Wittrock. And as the logline tells it, a grieving woman hoping to find solace deep in an isolated forest encounters a stranger who injects her with a paralytic agent. As the agent gradually takes over her body, she must run, hide, and fight for her life before her entire nervous system shuts down. It's a cat and mouse thriller. It's very exciting and very anxiety inducing at the same time. So we're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about filming in the secluded forests of Bulgaria, as the isolation plays really the key part in maintaining the tension and mood required for the small yet wide scope story. The pair is going to reflect on the challenges and benefits of working with such a small cast. Finn's going to discuss the twisted psychology behind his character. It's a chameleon-like figure whose monstrous actions are really framed by the belief that he's offering people life-changing experiences. Though we'll also talk about Sam Raimi, Sam Raimi from Evil Dead fame, etc. He's one of the producers on here, and he really provided some guidance throughout the filming. So all that's and a whole lot more as we talk about the movie Don't Move, out now on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Kelsey Asbel and Finn Wittrock.
Hi.
Hello.
Congrats on this movie. I don't know whether to thank you all for, I don't know. You either took years of my life away for the anxiety watching it, or you gave me years for the adrenaline that I got afterwards. So that's still a compliment either way.
Yeah. So you're exactly your age.
Thanks for nothing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing. You're welcome.
Seriously though, it's so good what you all have done here. You know, because at one point it feels like a small story because of such a small cast, but it's such a wide scope story. Where did you all shoot this first? Was it because I saw the sign for Big Sur? Was it? Did you all shoot this there?
We shot it.
Bulgaria.
Oh, that's far away from Big Sur. Never mind.
Yeah, very far away.
Yeah.
What a cool little wood. I mean,
they have amazing, like, kind of very protected forests.
So
it's because so much of the movie was in the woods and wanted to kind of be away from any other humanity. You can kind of find that there in a really cool, kind of beautiful way.
Yeah.
Is there something about being so tucked away so far that, I don't know, is that helpful?
It was, in a way,
because it's such a contained thriller that I think it did help sort of being in our little bubble.
East equestered.
Because most of the time it's just the two of you all. Like, are there benefits or challenges to having such a small cast when you're just working that closely like that?
I mean, it's a really good thing we liked each other.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really hard.
Yeah, it was my first time really doing a two-hander. Was it yours?
I mean, kind of. Yeah, in a movie anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely the most time sort of spent just the two of us.
Yeah.
But I think that's really nice because you can kind of sort of rule out any other distractions. And we kind of found our own arc of our own relationship, because it is cat and mouse and predator prey, but it becomes a lot more than that. It becomes kind of messy and nuanced. And there's a sort of recognition of each other as the movie goes on, which I found really fascinating.
Were there a lot of rehearsals? Did you all like try that? Because the other side of that is the whole thing, like, let's not do the rehearsals and have it so raw in that moment like that. But
right.
What was your all's process for that?
We did rehearse.
We did a little bit of rehearsal, especially for that first scene, because it's also such a mislead.
It's a
it could
balance.
Be a rom-com. Yeah, yes, at the beginning.
It's a rom-com. But then also we need to rehearse a lot because there's a lot of choreography. There's a lot of fights and physical stuff that we had to do. So I think we didn't shy away from that rehearsal process.
Yeah.
It was, I thought, really beneficial.
Yeah.
You know, it's not to say that it's not a rom-com.
Come on, there is a way.
I think
if
you're right.
For music behind it.
Let's change our approach.
Let's change the preview. Just frolicking through the woods.
Well, it's in the eyes of the beholder, unfortunately, I think is what that was.
At the end.
Yeah, yo, we just go for a swim.
What was your all's meet cute? That's, well, have I got a story for you, et cetera. That's how it starts. But for real, I mean, obviously, this movie builds and builds and builds on anxiety. Kelsey, like, when you're shooting this, and I don't know if you shoot in order or whatever, and there's multiple takes, but like, is there a trick to knowing that that's exactly what you're doing in the moment?
So we did, for the most part, shoot it in order, maybe except for the cabin,
right,
which was easy because I didn't have to do much. At that point, it was full paralysis. But no, I think I really worked with the directors because we kind of had color coded scripts of like the different stages that she was in, which was really helpful.
Like when you know that you're building on that part of anxiety, that's what I wonder. It's like, do you realize what you're trying to do to the audience in that moment?
Yeah.
And how do you get there?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Yeah, I think that I mean, I think that's also really helped by our the cinematography and how I think it really helps that the camera movements are mirroring Iris's own limited movements. So you're it helps you kind of empathize with where she's at. But no, I think that
Think the audience is kind of feeling what you are feeling, like what
yeah.
you're like we're sort of seeing the world through your eyes.
And it's actually one thing I didn't realize is in the final movie, it takes place in real time. So there is that element too that I think
Tick, tick,
is,
tick.
yeah.
Like when 20 minutes actually means 20 minutes. It
Right,
does that
right.
visually. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kelsey Asbel and Finn Wittrock. Finn, for you, like, what does this guy believe that he is?
That's a good question.
Good question. I think he kind of recognizes his own monstrosity in a way, but he thinks that he is in some weird way helping people.
Can I, like, how? Like, how far do you
Like
take
giving
that?
them the most fascinating experience of their lives, you know?
Yeah, regaining, coming
I didn't
back
say
to you in
he wasn't
innocence or
crazy, but
something.
yeah, but
Like a purity.
there is a kind of childhood aspect to it that I think he finds that he's bringing people towards. But I thought of him as a true, like a real chameleon. Like he tries to become someone different with every new person that he meets and put on a different mask to get whatever he's wanting to get from that person. And I think he is truly invested. Like in that first scene, he's really there with her. It's not subversive. Like he's really there. And then in the next moment, he's like, okay, well now I'm here, you know, which I don't want to give too much away, but that's the idea.
How do you how do you prepare to get into the mind of someone like that?
Well, he has this original trauma, which she also shares a trauma. And so kind of tracing everything back to that and sort of when a moment that most humans would think of as the saddest moment of their life was actually the penultimate moment of their life and that where they felt the most alive, which is twisted to say, but to sort of get under the skin of that was the real challenge. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's and by the way, you're so very good at evil eyes on those close-up.
Took
Is
that
that do you
Julia.
practice that? Is that a thing you practice in the mirror?
It comes natural.
It comes natural. I don't
Evil
do
eye.
anything.
No, it was really amazing watching Finn transform because he's playing all these different characters based on who he's meeting. So I really just got to sit back and watch great performances. I had an easy
I got to
job.
watch
I had a
Kelsey
really easy
Eye
job.
tell a lot of story
Yeah.
without any help from the
Thanks,
rest of her
Finn.
body. So,
yeah. Because you got to literally sit back, and I know
I
that's the next
did.
obvious question, like to play paralyzed, because the obvious thing is like lie still. But I mean, please tell me it's more than that because you do again
That's
so much
it.
with so little.
Yeah, I think there was a childlike play about figuring out what that paralysis looked like, and then we, you know, the directors, they introduced me to an anesthesiologist that we kind of went through what a similar real life drug would look and feel like, the effects would be like. So we started there, and then, you know, and then there's a part of just on the day figuring out what translates and what doesn't. But that was the challenge because you're so limited physically and you still have to convey this internal and emotional experience.
Is there a part, how do I say, like, what was the hardest part to shoot? Was there a part that was really hard to actually pull off?
Oh yeah.
All of it.
No, there were a lot of because the movie has so many extreme environments. So, you know, we were in the rapids. At one
River,
point,
the
the lake,
grass,
all
the
of our
lake,
water sequences were
burning
really
cabin.
difficult, especially when you're zip tied. Is so yeah, I think even just the first scene, I'm afraid of heights. And
Oh, and right, because
I'm
right
on
from
the
the
cliff.
beginning, right from the
Yeah.
beginning, that's it. That's, I always wonder about, like, you sign up to be an actor because you get to have fun and play, with your career, and then you get in an environmental movie, and it's like, now you have to get in this water. Now you have
Right.
to get. Like, at what point do you go, what did I sign up for exactly with this?
That's, yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, what, is this what I do for a living?
Yeah, it
But
is
that's
like,
actually, to be
unbelievable.
honest, that's what I love about it. Like every new movie, everything has some unique experience that you get to,
To live different
well, yeah,
lives,
what did I have gone swimming in the lake in Bulgaria? Probably never
It's true.
before or since,
Is this the type of movie, like, can you get caught in your emotions with roles like this? I mean, and I think that question goes to both of you for very different reasons.
I think we tried to keep it pretty light on the set that we really weren't on it. I mean, and there's always a part of us that's like aware of what we're about to do, and it does get into some dark psychological territory, but I don't think we were too precious about that and tried to kind of keep ourselves a little pretty, I would say, pretty playful and jocular
Yeah,
off
definitely.
when we're not in the thick of it.
What's the blooper reel look like? It's again, it's a different
Oh
movie. There are a
my
couple.
God, there are some good ones.
Yeah,
There
there
are
are.
some good ones.
I'll tell you
No,
later.
I'll add more. We'll get into it.
That one over a drink, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
and we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kelsey Asbel and Finn Wittrock. For Sam Raimi to be one of the producers, what was he around? Like, is that someone like you can get notes from?
Little bit. He came to Bulgaria and was there for the beginning.
He
Very cool.
I think that was such an exciting part of taking on this movie, is that he was going to be a part of it, and I don't think we expected how much he was such an integral part, especially in the beginning, kind of setting the tone. And
Yeah.
he has this just childlike wonder about him that's just so wonderful,
And so
so
gentle. You're
special.
like, you made Evil Dead. You're like the sweetest guy I've ever met.
Knows how to do a movie in the woods. That's what he knows.
Yes, he
Yes,
does.
yes. I think technically he had a lot of sort of just good advice for our DP and makeup and all that stuff. He was
In every
really hands-on in
department.
that way, but in a good way. Like, I mean, he let everyone do their thing, but just was the voice of wisdom.
Finn, for you also to be in Half a Life, I have to imagine that having a role in what I'm reading about so much for love has got to be a bit of a relief at this point. It's
Yes, this movie is so much for love that I just shot. It was very fun. I got to be funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Shocker. Very funny. It was a
You
nice
didn't kill
family
anyone?
address. Yeah, I don't kill
Oh my God,
one person.
that's really
One time.
exciting.
Isn't it crazy?
That's the thing, like with any actor, and Kelsey, the same thing. I mean, to be playing, Monica Dutton all this time, and for all the stuff that show consistently put their characters through. I mean,
My
now that that's
goodness.
in the back in a movie like this, I mean, does that change what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, that was such a, yeah, that was 7 years coming to an end. So that was really, really wild. I think it's, I don't know if it's so much a role that you're looking for as just like the people that you want to work with. I think that's really what I look forward to next.
Well, luckily you both landed with someone that seems to be complimentary in that department. So congrats on that. This movie, seriously, it's so good. I'm really looking forward to the second time around. So,
Oh my
to see
God.
how it plays
Well,
that time. So
bless you for doing that.
thank you all so much for taking the time to talk. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so
Thank you.
much. Thank
All right.
you.
My thanks to Kelsey and Finn. Don't Move is playing now on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern.
4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Bonnie Raitt, Oasis, Radiohead, Beastie Boys, Cardigan, Suzy Quatro, Hozier, White Reaper, Led Zeppelin, and my interviews with Keith Powers and Jean-Louis Castellanos to talk about the movie Uglies, also playing on Netflix. And you can hear it all weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern when you tune in at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like, follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.